With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. One expert says it may take quite some time to determine the exact cause of a plane crash that left six service members as they were engaged in the battle with Iran, only doing so over the skies of Iraq, a refueling plane. Alan Deal, a former investigator for the Air Force Safety Center.
We lose about as many people in training and mishaps as we do in combat. That's literally true. Decade in, decade out, in every war, and certainly in peacetime, accidents are one of the major losses of people.
Alan Deal is former investigator for the Air Force Safety Center. He's examined mishaps involving the KC-135s in the past. There's new information about the suspect in the attack on a Michigan synagogue.
Officials say Ayman Mohammed Ghazali lost four family members in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon last week. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke of the need to tone down the rhetoric.
People like the person that attacked this community yesterday get fomented by rhetoric that they see online and that they see on television and they hear on the radio.
And that report from correspondent Ed Donahue. Charles de Ledesma reports Ukraine's president calls the easing of sanctions against Russia a mistake.
At a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the US 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than four-year-old invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky adds, this easing along by the US could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war. This certainly does not help peace. I believe that lifting sanctions will, in any case, lead to a strengthening of Russia's position. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington says the new study indicates a lot of Americans do not have a high regard for their fellow citizens.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Christianity wanes in the U.S., many people are turning to the occult. The Conscious Life Expo, which convenes thousands of New Age spiritual seekers in Los Angeles each year, has just wrapped up. The event is now attracting a diverse audience seeking meaning without God. Organizer Michael Satava says he thinks it's evolved to much more of a religion about aliens. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports taxes are still a big difference when you discern between red and blue states in this country.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists five states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has announced his family is moving from Seattle to Miami following his state's passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning more than $1 million. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.